from Steven. Who the hell is Brown? You mentioned that Brown had three MVPs at quarterback. Who's that? I went back. I know exactly what you're talking about, Steven. In reading the ESPN breakdown of Lamar Jackson as the fourth-ranked quarterback in the NFL, they wrote, winning a third award would put Jackson on a short list so accomplished that first names aren't necessary. Manning, Rodgers, Brady, Favre, Brown, and Unitas. Well, the Brown is Jim Brown. I guess when I was reading it, I think I added of the quarterbacks that have three MVPs or more. By the way, a Cleveland Brown quarterback, Otto Graham, is a three-time MVP award winner. But no, Jim Brown. Jim Brown would be on that list of three-time MVP winners, right? Yeah. Brown won it in the first year, I think, of the Associated Press. Won it in the second year of the Associated Press and then won a third time as well. He won it in 57, 58, and 1965. And then in terms of the other guys that have won at least three, Peyton's got five. And then Rodgers has four. Brady has three. And who's the other player that they listed? Unitas. Unitas has three. So those are the quarterbacks that have at least three are Manning, Rodgers, Brady, Favre, Unitas. The Brown on that list, Steven, was Jim Brown, the only non-QB to have three MVPs. All right. Zach Ertz did an interview with Forbes magazine, and there's a lot of interesting quotes in it. By the way, Zach Ertz, in this write-up of Jaden Daniels finishing fifth on the ESPN head coaches, front office exec, scouts, poll, you know, rankings list, finished fifth. And one NFL coordinator who prepped for Daniels last year, so a defensive coordinator, said, single-handedly took one of the worst franchises to the NFC title game as a rookie with a bad defense, one legitimate wide receiver, and a dinosaur at tight end, along with an average at best offensive line. Yeah, Zach Ertz is getting up there. He's 35 years old. He's a three-time Pro Bowl tight end, and he had a hell of a year last year. 66 catches, 654 yards, 7 touchdowns. That was his best season since 2019. Of course, many of the seasons in between were injury-riddled. But there are some interesting quotes. Ertz re-signed with Washington, the Forbes story writes, calling the decision, quote, a no-brainer. Why? He said, quote, it was a no-brainer. Honestly, the season that we had, the enjoyment of the process that I was able to experience. This is him re-signing, excuse me. Him re-signing with Washington in this offseason. Sorry about that. Quote, it was a no-brainer. Honestly, the season that we had, the enjoyment of the process that I was able to experience last year in D.C. with Coach Quinn, Adam Peters, was a no-brainer. At this point in my career, I'm not just playing to play the game. I'm playing the game to be a part of an organization that is competing at a high level, is loving the process, and doing everything they can to put their players in positions to be successful. The reality of the situation is that's not every team in the NFL. It's remarkable, man, that here we are 2 years after the sale of a team and a Super Bowl winning multi-time Pro Bowl player from a high quality organization, the Philadelphia Eagles, even though there was a stop in between with Arizona, is saying about this organization, Washington, that at this point in my career, I'm not just playing to play the game. I'm playing to be a part of an organization that is competing at a high level, is loving the process, doing everything they can to put their players in positions to be successful. The reality of the situation is that's not every team in the NFL. I mean, yeah, the reality of that statement is that you just have to go back two calendar seasons. And the that's not every team in the NFL would have applied to this team. And now this is what he is saying about this team. I'm going to come back to this in a moment. He also says that he's well aware that while the Commanders were one of the top teams in the NFL, that doesn't automatically equal success this year. There will now be a target on Washington's back since they are proven contenders. And he said, quote, "It's an honor and a privilege to be down here with an opportunity to continue to improve, not only as a player, but as a team. For me, I think that's what's exciting. Whatever happened, happened last year, because it's not going to have any impact on this year." God, that is so true in the NFL, right? Except when you have a great quarterback. When you have a great quarterback and that quarterback plays 17 games, you're going to have a really good chance of winning more games than you lose. But does it mean 12-5 next year and two playoff wins? No, it doesn't mean that. See Cincinnati last year. Joe Burrow had one of the best seasons we've seen in a while, and they won 9 games. Ertz also gave credit to Adam Peters, for building Washington into a contender with the right kind of players. He says, "It makes everything enjoyable," quote, enjoyable, because the players make the building, quote, special. It's not any slogan. It's not any saying that you put on a wall. It's the people that you bring in makes the day-to-day enjoyable or not. Adam Peters, the GM, brought in people that truly care about football. It, quote, it was being surrounded with men like that that made my job that much more enjoyable, because that is me to a T. Being back there really was immediate from the moment I got to D.C. I truly love being a Commander. A lot of it had to do with the people of Coach Quinn, the building, the environment that they created, first class," closed quote. Yeah, there's more here. I've talked to a lot of people about, you know, trying to repeat last year. Nothing that we did last year was going to impact this year. Just because we had a successful season last year doesn't mean we're going to have a successful season this year. That's the beauty about the NFL. When the season starts and when we report for training camp in a few weeks from now or a week and a half from now, no one cares about what happened last year. He said, quote, "Everyone's got optimism. Everyone's got high goals, high hopes, and it's about who's going to improve the most during the year, who's going to improve the most during training camp. You can go out there and be your best on game day. There were 4 or 5 or 6 games where we won games on the last play. Ball bounces 2 or 3 times a different way, and we're looking at a completely different season," closed quote. Yeah, let's just see what else is in here. Where's the stuff about Jaden? Yeah, I want to go back to the first part of this, though, because I think this is an interesting conversation off of the conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago where we asked, have we crowned Jaden too quickly? You know, we had an emailer that essentially said, you guys have crowned him too quickly. It's too early to crown him as an elite quarterback. Well, league execs are doing it. League coaches are doing it. League front office people and scouts are doing it. But it doesn't matter. How about the fact that I'm playing the game to be a part of an organization that is competing at a high level? The reality of the situation is that that's not every team in the NFL. So I want us to consider something here. We considered the quarterback recently. What about the organization? Now everybody says great things about the organization. Let Adam cook seems to be something I read so often from you guys. Let DQ cook. I mean, the front office, the coaching staff. By the way, I don't disagree. I think right now it's a really good situation from ownership through the entire staff. Front office, I know some of the people in the front office, they're sharp, they're doing a good job. The fact that everybody in that R&D department last year, all of them were on Jaden from the beginning and apparently never had a doubt that he was the guy. And Adam Peters never had a doubt. That's encouraging to know that there wasn't like a lot of debate, that it wasn't like one person that made the decision. They all seem to be on the same page, and it seems to be the high intellect page. But it was one season. It was a season in which, you know, a lot of people have said, hey, man, you know, even Ertz said, couple of those games go the other way. You know, New Orleans catches the two-point conversion with no time left. You know, Devontae Smith catches the third and five for a first down. You know, the jumping off sides on the touchdown, on the game-winning touchdown pass against Philly, the false start that wasn't called, the Hail Mary. We know them all. We know them all. I mean, maybe it's a nine-win season. You know, what if those plays don't go our way? And still a good team, but they end up 9-8 and outside of the postseason. You know, every team that qualified for the postseason last year in the wild card race was 11-6 or better. I mean, you know, it was Minnesota at 14-3, Washington at 12-5, and Green Bay at 11-6. And then you had, those were the, you know, that was, those were seeds 5, 6, and 7 in the NFC playoffs. The other teams were division winners. Yeah, there were a couple of 10-7 division winners, Tampa and the Rams. So the question is at 301-230-0980, have we gotten ahead of our skis on the organization, on the front office, on the coaching staff? You know, Dan Quinn, even though this isn't true, but this was discussed when they hired him, that he was like the fourth or fifth choice. Not true, okay? That wasn't true at all. And people who say that clearly are not in the know and didn't talk to anybody during the process. He was always very much at the top of their list, or very near the top of the list. They loved him. They fell in love with him from the beginning. But it's not like Quinn was, you know, guaranteed to get a gig last offseason. It's, you know, the possibility of him returning to Dallas to be the defensive coordinator. And by the way, after that performance against the Packers in the postseason that year, there would have been some prove it to me, even though that defense was pretty good that year. Adam Peters just completed his first year as a general manager. You know, there are still some picks that we're not entirely sure about. Sinnott, right? I mean, Johnny Newton got the most important one right, though, didn't he? He got that one right. Have we crowned the organization too quickly after 1 year? Have we gotten ahead of our skis in saying that all of a sudden this is a top-tier, top-flight organization? I mean, that's a bigger turnaround than the one at quarterback from where it was 2 years ago. I mean, truly the worst NFL organization of the last 20 years up until the end of 2023. And now, a year and a half later, not even, it's one of the best. Zach Ertz says it is. A lot of other people have said it is. A lot of their players say it is. Have we crowned the organization too quickly as top tier? Now, when I say top tier, you know, a list of the top 10 general managers or even the top 10 coaches at this point probably won't include Adam Peters or Dan Quinn, but they're right outside the top 10. They're pushing the top 10. Dan Quinn proved last year he's certainly a top half of the league head coach. I'm sure we'll get a head coach list here that we can look at some point. Maybe top tier isn't it, but are they being crowned as a really good organization too quickly? 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. Phone lines are open. Your thoughts, and I'll tell you what Ertz said about Daniels when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team980.com.